Okay, today's daf is Shavuos daf Mem Hey. We are holding the right. We just started the Mishnah daf Mem Dalet and Beis. We just started the seventh parak of Masech Shavuos. Today's shiur is once again sponsored by Avishai and Elisheva Newman, Lizchus for Shlema, for Chaim Naftali Ben Frimit Freida, as well as for Sarah Freida Bas Chaya. They should both have for Shlema Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So again, we're holding on to Mishnah daf Mem Dalet and Beis. We just began the parak yesterday, and the Mishnah is going to discuss the five people that the Chacham are Misakin or Nishbatin V'Nilton. All the Shavuos Midaraisa are Nishbatin V'Ein Mishalmin. You swear so that you don't have to pay, but there are certain places where the Chacham made a takana that one is Nishba V'Nilton, that you take a Shavua, and because of that, you get to get paid. And the Gemara is and the Mishnah, rather, is going, it's one Mishnah in the whole parak. The Mishnah is going to elaborate on each of those cases. Then the Mishnah is going to have two separate Machlokas Tanayim about cases where the parties dispute if both sides of the transaction were completed. Meaning, one party says, yes, you gave me the money and I gave you back what you wanted. And the other one says, no, I gave you the money, but you never gave me back what I wanted. So what, we have Machlokas Tanayim in two different types of cases relating to that. And then the next section of the Mishnah, which probably should be a separate Mishnah, is cases of Nishba'in V'notlin, where Me'ikar Adin, they should have been able to collect without a Shavua. Meaning, the first five cases of Nishba'in V'notlin are cases where Me'ikar Adin, they wouldn't have been able to collect at all. That and the Takanas Chamim is you get to collect so long as you're willing to take a Shavua. Then we're going to have cases where really Me'ikar Adin, you should have been able to collect without a Shavua. The Takanas Chamim was to make it harder to collect, that now you have to take a Shavua to collect. So that's going to be in the next section of the Mishnah. Then the last section of the Mishnah are going to be cases where the Chamim minced through the Shavua because you're dealing with someone else's money, meaning you have some dealings in a Shutf and Arisos, that there are people that are dealing with each other's money, so you always have to be able to make sure that the person is being honest, so the Chacham instituted that you're able to make the other person take a Shavua. Then the Gemara, the entire sugya today is all going to be about the first example of Nishba'in V'Notlin, which is Hasachir. A hired worker is Nishba'in V'Notlin. So the Gemara is going to discuss why the Rabbanan instituted that a Sachir, that a hired worker, is able to be Nishba, that he hasn't yet been paid, and get his wages, and why there was no other way to solve the concern that the Chachamim had other than to institute such a Shavua that he's able to take. The Gemara is going to discuss why the Rabbanan were not Mesakein that a Sachir is Nishba V'Notel if they argue about what the wages are. They argue about how much you're supposed to be paying. Or the argument comes way after the Zman HaPiron, way after it should have been paid. In those cases, the Sachir is not allowed to be Nishba V'Notel. The Gemara is going to discuss why. And then the last discussion of the Daf is going to be a Chiddush that several Amorim say that a Sachir is Nishba V'Notel only if he was hired in front of Edim. But if we have no idea that this guy is even a Sachir to begin with, then the employer can say, I don't know who you are, who said you're my Sachir, whoever said that I hired you. So Migo, that he could say that, he's Nema to say that he already paid this fellow. So we're going to discuss the details of that halacha, whether it's agreed upon by everybody, whether we have rayos to that from a braisa, rayos against it from a braisa. So let's begin again from the beginning of the Mishnah and go from there. Says the Mishnah, all shvuos midaraisa are shvuos where if you take the shvuah, you then don't have to pay. But ve'elu nishba'in v'notlin, there are certain cases of shvuah where you take a shvuah and then you get paid because you're willing to take a shvuah, and that is a din midarabana, not a din midaraisa. And they are hasachir v'anigzal v'anechbal v'shaknegdo chashal ha-shvuah. And we're going to describe each one in detail now. Says the Mishnah, example number one, Hasachir Ketzad. What's the case of a Sachir, a hired worker, that's Nishba V'Notel, that he gets to take a Shavua, and then he can get paid? Amar lo tein li schari sheish li biyadcha. The employee says to the employer, please pay me my wages. Hu omer nasati. The employer says, I did already. V'alo omer lo natalti. The employee says, I don't recall getting a paycheck. Hu nishba v'notel. The employee can take a shavua and he can receive his paycheck. Rabbi Yehuda omer ad shetesha miktsa sadar. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, even this shavua midrabanan is only going to work if there's a moda b'miktsas, if there's some sort of miktsas hada'a. Ketzad, what would be a case where there's a miktsas hada'a? Amar lo, tein li schari chamishim dinar sheyesh li biyadcha. The employee says, you owe me 50 dinar. Vu omers kabalta dinar zahav. And the response is, you already got a dinar zahav and therefore I don't owe you 50 dinar kesef, I only owe you 25 dinar kesef. So in that case, it's the employer who is moda b'mitzas, it's the employee who takes the shvua. He takes these nishba v'notel. Now it is somewhat interesting, you know, ketzad, what's an example where nishba v'notel, the Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara says, I don't understand, v'tzarech iyan, da'atu lo yadin and my moda b'mitzas, tzarech v'yudu l'frushay. You know, we didn't know, we're pretty far along in this mesech. Hopefully by this point we should know what moda b'mitzas looks like. Someone says a lot, the other one says no, a little, right? That's moda b'mitzas. Why do we need an example in the Mishnah of moda b'mitzas? It says Paras Yosef in the back of the Gemara, v'yishlomar dekavanas Rabbi Yehuda lahashmianu dedafka b'moda b'mitzas zu atayna oz tiknu shiyishba toveh v'yital avlum tovu diner zav halva'a v'diner zav schirus o bal bayis moda lo bal va'a v'kover lo b'kola schirus. Meaning the point is that it's only when it's an absolute pure mode of b'mitzas on this one transaction, on this one agreement between them, only then is there a takan of nishba v'notel. But let's say the employee says, you know what, you owe me a paycheck, and also, by the way, I lent you $10 yesterday when you wanted to buy some lunch. I loaned you some money, so you owe me that too. And the employer says, I owe you the paycheck, but I don't owe you the $10. I never borrowed the money, or vice versa. That would not be a nishba v'notel. They would not have been misaking a nishba v'notel in that case. It has to be moda b'mitzas about the wages. That's the chiddush of Rabbi Yehuda. That's why Rabbi Yehuda gives an example of what moda b'mitzas looks like in this case. Now, it's also interesting, Tosos points out over here that normally when we try to give a classic example of moda b'mitzas, it's you owe me $100, now I only owe you 50. Now moda b'mitzas doesn't have to be exactly half. Moda b'mitzas could be any percentage, right? It doesn't have to be exactly half, but that's always the example that we give. We always give half. We always give the example of half. So that's clearly what the Mishnah is doing over here as well. You owe me 50 dinar of kesef, you already got a dinar of zav. What you see clearly from the Mishnah is that a dinar of zav, a single dinar of zav, is worth 25 dinar of kesef. This bothers Tosos. I don't know why it bothers Tosos so much, but I guess Tosos does not believe that the prices of gold and silver could fluctuate to such an extent where gold could be worth 25 times the value of silver. Tosos says, I don't know, I checked the listings of the values of commodities as of this morning, and gold and silver are not nearly that far apart from each other. It's not 25 times the amount, it's about 10 times the amount. I don't know how this could be. How could the prices have changed so much? Now it's a 10 to 1, it's not a 25 to 1. So Rabbeinu Tam says, what you have to say is that the standard dinar, the standard golden coin, was not the same weight, the same size as a standard silver coin. So it's not just that gold is worth 25 times, the standard gold coin was twice as thick as your standard silver coin. So you're dealing with twice the volume of gold for a single dinar of gold than the volume of silver in a single dinar of silver. So it would be 12 and a half times the price and twice the volume. That's how you get to 25. So that's what Tosos suggests. He writes a little further, and he says, and how do I know that 12 times the amount makes sense? Because in Sefer Shmuel it says, by the Goron of Arvana Yevusi that David HaMelech purchased for the Makom HaMikdash, it says, Kesef Chamishim Shkalim, that it was 50 Shkalim, and in B'divrei Yamim it says, Shiklei Zav Sheish Meos, that 600 Shiklei Zav, and Parak Basu Dizrachim Mishani Allah, they asked that Stira, which was it? Shagava Mikol Shevet Nun, that each Shevet paid 50 shekel. So it turns out that it's 600 shekel. Avol b'medrash mashani, but in the medrash it gives a different answer. Shenasan lo sheish mil shiklei kesef sheim nun shel zahav. That it was 600 shiklei kesef, which is the same as 50 shekel of zav. So that's also you see beferish in the psukim. According to the way the medrash understands the psukim, it's a 12 to 1 ratio, which makes more sense, Tosfos says, according to current market prices, where it's a 10 to 1 ratio. It doesn't make sense that it ever should be 25 to 1. I don't understand the whole thing. I don't understand why is that so hard to understand? That prices fluctuate to such an extent. I think they are close. I don't know what that. I didn't ask Alexa this morning. I was going to. I didn't want to wake up the house. But they are they could be very far apart from each other. bothered. But anyway, Tosfos is very bothered how it could be that a commodity can fluctuate in price to such an extent. Okay, says the Gemara further. Nigzal, the Mishnah further, rather. Nigzal Ketzad. What's the case of a Nigzal where you're going to have a shvua that the person is nishpav in hotel? The mashkon shalob rishus. Edim saw this guy go into the house to take a mashkon without rishus bezdin. Hu amar kelei natalta, and he says, hey, you took some kelim out of my house. Hu amar lo natalti. He says, no, I didn't take anything out of your house. Who nishpav in hotel? So the balabayis is able to take a shvua that someone took something from him, and then he is going to be able to be notel because there are edim that show that he was mashkino shalob rishus, edim that are able to testify about this. So therefore, is yado al elyona, we allow him to get paid as long as he takes a shvua. But again, Rabbi Domer, atshteisha mikta sada ketzar amal shnei kelim natalta v'amal natalti ala echad. No, you can only be nishpav in hotel if there is a moda b'miksas. He says you took two kelim out of my house, the other fellow says, no, I only took one. Example number three now of a nishpa benotel. Nechbal ketzad. What's the case of someone who was wounded and gets to be nishpa benotel? Hayim edim also shenichnas tachas yado. They're edim that saw that these two guys went into shenichnas tachas yado shalem, v'yatza chavel, that these two guys went into a room together. Then when they walked out of the room, it was only these two guys in the room, they walk out, Reuven's got a black eye. Right? That's all the edim saw. Va'amr lo chavalti bi. Reuven says to Shimon, you punched me in the face. Va'amr lo chavalti. Shimon says, I don't know what you're talking about. I never punched you in the face. You punched yourself in the face. You fell. Whatever. I don't know how it happened. I wasn't looking. I was busy learning and saying to him in the corner, I don't know what you're talking about. Hareza nishpa v'notel. So he said, so in that case, nishpa v'notel. He can take a shvua and he can get paid. Rabbi Yudomer atshetesha miktsas hoda. No, even then, you need a moda b'miktsas. Kate said, what would be a case of moda b'miktsas? You see these two black eyes? You gave me both of them. He says, no, the left one was my work. The other one, I don't know how you got. So that's a moda b'miktsas hataina. So in such a case, you could be nishpa v'notel midirabbanan. Fourth case of nishpa v'notel. Shekinegdo chashad ala shavua, Kate said. What's the example of shekinegdo chashad ala shavua where you're nishpa v'notel? Achas shavuos ha'edus. Va'achas shavuos ha'pikadon. Va'afilu shavuos ha'pikadon. See, normally on a daraisa level, a person has a shavua that's going to be nishpa, and because he's nishpa, he's pater milashalim. But let's say the person who's supposed to take the shavua to get himself out of having to pay is unable to take the shavua. He's chayiv in the shavua. He's obligated to take a shvua that will make him pater from paying, and now, but he's unable to take the shvua because he's someone who's pasul the shvua. He's chashur on the shvua because we know in the past he's lied about a shvua se'edus or a shvua se'pikadon. V'afilu shvua shav, or he's taken shvua shav in the past. So something is wrong with this guy as far as shvuos are concerned. We can't allow him to take a shvua. So hayachem or hayachem man misachik b'kuvia umal v'beribis umafricha yonim v'sokre shvius. He's someone who's violent. One of these things that makes him pasul la'edus and therefore also pasul l'shavua. So you could become pasul l'shavua if he's done averos that are shavua related averos, or he's done averos that will pasul him la'edus, so he's not able to take a shavua. So then shekinegdo nishpa v'notel. Instead of the one fellow taking a shavua so that he won't have to pay, since he can't take that shavua, the other guy will take a shavua and get paid. Hayushneim chashudin. What if they're both chashar al shavua? So chazra shavua l'makoma div Rabbi Yossi. Then the shavua is chal on the original guy who's unable to take it. That's how Rabbi Yossi says. The Gemara is going to explain exactly what Rabbi Yossi means by that, how that plays out. Rameir Omer Yachloku. Rameir says, no, in that case, when they're both chashar al shavua, neither of them are able to take the shavua, Yachloku, you just have to split it. So a couple of things over here. Shavua Shav, the Tosos on Daf Mem Vavam Beis raises the question that according to Rava, that an Avaryan Uzochel Nevelos is kasher to be meyed because he's not chashar al mamon, that you're only pasul la'edus if you're chashar. But if a person who's ochel nevelos is not going to be chashud to lie when it comes to dinim mamonis, he's still kashul la'edus unless you're rasha d'chamas. So what's he going to do with our Mishnah that even someone who's nishpa l'shav is nifsa l'shvua even though he's not chashul la'mamon? See, nishpa by shvus ha'edus, we caught him on shvus ha'edus, shvus because those are monetary issues, so he's a rasha d'chamas. Shvus shav, I mean, he goes around and he starts taking shvus that this table is a table or that this table is a chair. you know, something like that, something that's ridiculous or obvious. So stam, he's not stealing anything from anybody. So shvur shav, why would that make him possible? So that's what the Ran suggests in Sanhedrin, that you're right, he's not a Rosh of the Hamas, but over here, when we're talking about taking a Shavua, he's chashud b'osa davar, I mean, he's chashud on dinei Shavua. So it's not about being a Rosh of the Hamas. There's a separate psul when it comes to Shavua. He may not be pasul eidos, but he's chashud on a Shavua. So he's so if he's chashud on dinim of Shavua, that alone is enough. There's also a major discussion in the Rishonim, why, let's say, for example, Sochere Shavias are only a, you know, why they fit in line with Mesachik Bekuvia, and why Malva Beribis fits with the Mesachik Bekuvia, because after all, and Mafrichayonim, Mesachik Bekuvia and Mafrichayonim are not Ganavim Midar Raisa. There's a Machlokas and Mesachis Sanhedrin, what's wrong with Mesachik Bekuvia? Is it that it's Asmachta Lokanya, and therefore it's Gezel Midrabanan, that we assume that the person who's putting his money down is not interested in losing his money, and even though begrudgingly, when he loses the bet, he will pay up, but he's not happy about it. So it's a form of gezel midrabanan when you take that person's money. Or is it maybe a little less severe? It's not that it's gezel midrabanan, said it's eino osik b'yeshuva shalolam, that a person is not involved in normal monetary transactions to the point where he understands the value of money. So maybe that's the idea of mesachim kuvit. Whatever it is, it seems to be midrabanan. Malva beribis is a din d'oraisa. Sochre shvius means you're doing business with shmita produce. That itself is a din d'oraisa. So there is significant discussion in the Rishonim about each of these things. But it's an interesting ha'ara. The Rambam in the 10th parak of Hilchos Eidos, when he describes sochre shvius, has a totally different explanation of sochre shvius. Not that we know that the guy is doing business with shmita produce. If that were the case, it would be d'oraisa. There's nothing to talk about. No, sochre Shvius, he says, are people that are normally Yoshev Ubatel. Every year, they don't have any schora, they're not doing any business, not selling any fruits. Pumt comes Shemitah year, all of a sudden they have these fruit stands and vegetable stands. They're selling things during Shemitah year. We don't know where those peros are from. Maybe they're from the karka of a guy, maybe they're imported from outside Eretz Yisrael. We don't know. But if every year he doesn't have any umnus acheres, and it's only in Shemitah that all of a sudden he starts to become a socher beperos, we're choshed that perhaps he's collecting Shemitah produce and doing business with Shemitah produce. So that's why it's possible only midrash. Rabbanan, because we don't know, it's not a vadai sochre shvius. We don't know for sure that this guy is a sochre shvius. We suspect that something is a little fishy over here, and he might be a sochre shvius. Now, on the issue of mesachik bekuvia, so we said that if one of the party who's supposed to take the shvua is a mesachik bekuvia, so the other party takes the shvua and is notel. So Rashi explains, because asmachta is einakona. Someone who goes to play the game, who goes to engage in the wager, doesn't think he's going to lose out, and had he known he was going to lose out, he would not have gotten involved in the first place, and therefore it's gezel midrabanan, and that's what passes him the shvua. Now in Shulchan Aruch, in Choshem Mishpatzim, in Shin Ayin, the Shulchan Aruch paskins that a mesachik bekuvia gezel midivrayim, that he's a gazel midrabanan, but the Rama over there writes that kvar pashat haminag lischok bekuvia, it seems to be something that's fairly commonly done, and therefore not pasul edus al shvua unless ein lo umnus ela bezeh, unless the person has no other profession other than being mesachik bekuvia. But a person who is gainfully employed and works hard for a living, and every once in a while goes to Atlantic City or Vegas or something like that, says the Rama, does not pasul edus. Now, mind you, the Rama does not say it's a mitzvah, meaning the act of mesachik bekuvia is an act that is described as, even according to the Rama, Eino osik b'yeshuva shalolam. One is not supposed to, you know, when the Rambam describes Hilchos Deos, what a person is supposed to, and he'll say this, what a person is supposed to spend his time doing, a person is supposed to spend his time being osik b'yeshuva shalolam, meaning he's supposed to spend his time doing productive things, doing things that benefit society or benefit himself or his family or whatever. A person is not supposed to be doing empty things that are Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalom. Over here, the question is not about whether you're supposed to be doing it or not. That is obvious. You're not supposed to do it. The question is it does it pasul you le'edus? So the Rama writes that it does not pasul le'edus. So the Sma over there explains that the Shulchan Aruch also holds, like Rav Sheshes, that the Yisra of Mesachik B'Kuvia is because of Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalom, that it's not because of Asmachti. Even the Mechaber, he says, holds that the issue is Eino Osik B'Yeshuva Shalom. Because if you held like that it was Asmachti, it would be Gezel gomer. No, it's just that since he's Enos Yishuv Shalolam, Mistama, all the money he has is only from the Schok, and that Chazal Aser, because any Gezel Midraban is Pasal Machmas Gazlan, if he benefits from the Gezel. So even though he has other Malacha, but it's not enough for him to support himself and for all of his needs, and he has to use some of this, that would Pasal him. And the Ramah holds the reason of the Psalm Masach B'Kuvya is because he's not Yodea B'Yishuv to know how much it takes to be able to make money, to know how much work it takes to be able to make an honest living. So because of that, Rama says, so if he does know, if he has another job, so then he's going to be kosher le'idus. There is a discussion in the poskim, what about a person who buys a lottery ticket? Is that also called Mesachik Kuvya? Even so in the Sefer Mishpatei HaTorah, Rav Spitz writes that even according to the Shulchan Aruch, buying a lottery ticket or any other type of raffle or something like that, a ticket for a raffle, since it's not going to be an asmachta, it's not going to be misachik b'kuvya, because when you buy such a thing, you're buying an item, you're buying a thing, you're buying the ticket, you're buying something. Now it happens to be that something has the representative value of maybe, of chances, but you're not just buying the bet with somebody else. It's not just buying into somebody else losing or buying into a chance of something, you're buying an actual item. It's a little bit schwer, because let's say it's all done electronically, so that changes everything, because you don't have an actual physical paper ticket. It's a little bit difficult to understand. Rav Sturmbach and Shuvas van Hagos in Chelik Beis has a different explanation why buying a lottery ticket would be permissible. He says when it's clear that you're buying something for the benefit of, you're buying for a tzedakah, for a Chinese auction or something, you're not really buying for the chance to win, you're buying to support the organization. You like to have the chance to win as well. Now it happens to be there's a separate heter that a smachta is kona when it comes to dvar mitzvah. So when it's to support a tzedakah organization or something like that, so then there you wouldn't have the entire issue. It certainly would not be a violation of Eino Oseik B'Yishuvo Shel Olam. So that's where Shturmbach says L'Choro B'Mutter. He doesn't like buying Israeli lottery tickets because of his feelings about Zionism or whatever and where the money's going, but that's a separate issue, meaning as far as what it's going to benefit, meaning as far as the reason and the kavanot in buying such a ticket, he doesn't think that that's a problem. Okay, and then the Mishnah says a fifth example, V'achen v'ni Alpin Kaso Ketzad. What's the fifth example of a Nishba Benotel? A Chenveni Alpin Kaso. How does that work? Lo Shri Yomelo Kaso Alpin Kaso Yishatachayiv the Messiah Mizuz. It's not like I could just pull out a ledger and go to somebody and say, oh, it says here that you owe me $1 million. So now I'm going to be Nishba and I'll be Notel and I'll take the $1 million. That doesn't work. Elo Omerlo Tain Lubinim Sasayim Chitin. Tain Lopali Selamaos. Beselamaos. It's, I tell you, you know, I'm sending my son to go pick up some wheat from you. Give him 2 saw worth of wheat. I'll pay you later. Or give my poel X amount of whatever and I'll pay you later. Hu omer nasati, and the guy says, look, I gave your son, I gave your worker, I paid up, now pay me. Ve'enom lo natalnu. They say, we don't know what we're talking about. No one ever gave anything to us. Hu nishba v'notel, ve'en nishba v'notel. Both the shaliach and the shopkeeper can be nishba and be notel from the balabai. So the balabai is going to end up losing out. Amr benanas ketzad elu ve'elu banu de'shvua shav. How can you make them both take a shvua? By definition, you're asking somebody to lie. Because if the kids are taking, the shliach is taking a shvua that he never got it, and the chenveni is taking a shvua that he gave it, so somebody's lying. Elohu notel shlo b'shvua ve'hein notel shlo b'shvua. No, there's no shvua. They get to get paid without anybody taking a shvua, because there's no way we could be mechayiv one over the other, and we certainly can't be mechayiv both, because then it's going to be a shvua shav. Now, period. Amr l'chenveni, more cases of l'chenveni. Tein li b'dinar peros v'nasalo. Give me a dinar worth of peros, and he gives it to him. Amr lo tein li oso dinar. So the chenveni says, okay, now give me the dinar. Amr lo nasatav l'ch. What do you mean, give you the dinar? I already paid for it. V'nasatav bun pali, and I saw you put it away in the cash register. Yishava balabayish v'nasalo sa dinar. The balabayish has to, the customer has to take a shmua that he's already paid for it in order to not have to pay again. Another case, amr lo tein li esa peros. Amr li nasatav l'ch. The the customer says, okay, I gave you the dinar, now please give me the payros. The storekeeper says, I already gave you the payros. And you went home and you brought him home. Yishav v'chenveni. Then the chenveni has to take a shvua that he gave the payros. Rabbi Yudah Amar Kol Shai Payros B'yado, Yado Al Elyono. Whoever is holding onto the payros is Yado Al Elyono. Says Rashi, this is talking about Aresha Palik. When we said that the Balabayis has to take a shvua that he's already given the dinar, Rabbi Yudah is saying, no, he doesn't. He does not require a shvua because it's not the derech of a chenveni who sells Shaloba Akafa to give payros until he's gotten the money. If it's a store where they keep accounts and that's just the way it works, he'll give the payros without the money. But most stores, the way they operate, they're not letting you walk out of the store. He can't say, oh yeah, you already took it home. Why would you let me take it home if you hadn't gotten paid yet? Most stores don't operate that way. You can't take it home until you're paid. So it's Yado Al Elyona if your payros are biyado. Amalu Shulchani, Tainli Bedinar Ma'os, Vinasalo. Says to the Shulchani, give me a dinar worth of Ma'os, of Prutos, and he gives it to him. Amalu Tainli Asadinar, okay, now give me the dinar Kesef. Amalu Nasati Lach, I already gave it to you, Vinasati Vinpuli, and you put it in your cash register. Yishava Balabais, the Balabais has to take Shwa. Nasalo Asadinar, Amalu Tainli Asamos, if he already gave him the dinar, and the customer says, and he says to the customer, now give me the Ma'os, or the customer says, give me the Ma'os. Amalu Nasati Lach, Vishlach, and the money changer says, I gave you the ma'os and you put it in your wallet. Yishav v'shulchani. The money changer is going to have to take the shvua. Rabbi Yudah Omer, Ein derech shulchani litinisra ad sheyitol dinar. No one runs a money changing store in such a way that he's going to give you the money until you give him the money, meaning he's not going to change your money until you give him the money originally. And therefore, we assume that if you've already received your change, you must have already given him the money. So the same machlokas, just as opposed to a storekeeper who was a chenveni, as opposed to a chenveni who was a shulchani, who was a money changer. Now, kishem shomer apagemes ksubasa. Now we're going to give cases where of different types of cases in the shvua v'niltin. Case of the shvua v'niltin where meikar adin they should have been able to collect even without a shvua. See, up until now, the shvua v'niltin was a kula for the notel that you get to take a shvua and get paid. Otherwise, you wouldn't have been able to get paid. Now we're going to have cases where you would have been able to get paid and you would have been able to get paid without a shvua, but the chum were machmir that you need to take a shvua if you want to get paid. A woman who admits that part of her ksuba was already paid. So to get paid for the rest of her ksuba, really, then she shouldn't have to have required anything, but we require her to take a shvua. If one aide testifies that a ksuba has been paid up already, she can only get paid with a shvua. Even though the ksuba has shiba nechasim and she's allowed to collect from people who have purchased her husband's properties since the time of the ksuba, and she should not require a shvua for that, the chamor misakein, if she wants to collect from nechasim shvadim, she wants to collect from nichsei samim, she's going to need a shvua that she has, that the ksuba is not already paid up. If the husband sends a get, mimedina siyam, he goes away, and the next thing she knows, there's a shliach coming home with a get for her, because the husband's happy wherever he is, so now she's going to collect her ksuba, but the husband's not here, she needs to take a shvua to collect that ksuba. And also, Yisomim were collecting a debt of their father, they also have to take a shvua. What kind of shvua could they take? What do they know about their father's business dealings? Well, at least shvua shlo pakadnu abba, a shvua that their father didn't instruct them that he's already been paid for this debt. V'lo amar lanu abba shalomatzinu and shalomatzinu ben shterosav shal abba sheshtar zeperua, or father didn't tell us that it's been paid. Father didn't, we didn't find amongst his shteros any sort of receipt that this has been paid. Rabbi Yochanan broke Amar Afilu Nolad Ben Liachar Misas Avareza Nishba Benotel. Even if the child never even met the father, he was born after the father died already, he still has to be Nishba Benotel. What kind of shvua? How can he take a shvua that dad didn't tell me anything? Of course, dad didn't tell you anything. You never met him. No, he has to take a shvua that I didn't find amongst my father's things a shovar, some sort of receipt that the shvua, that the debt has been paid. Amram Shimon Gamliel Im Yesh Edim Shamara Ab Bishas Misas Ushtar Ze. Eino peruahu, noto shlo b'shvua. That if we have Edom that say that as the father was dying, there are Edom that heard him say that it has not yet been paid, then there's no requirement of a shvua by the Yisomim anymore, because we know that it hasn't been paid. So period. That's that part of the Mishnah. Now we move on to cases where the Chacham means to the Shvua because you're dealing with someone else's money. That since there are people that are dealing with each other's money, we always have to have a certain level of ability to call them out to make sure that they're being honest. So the following people can make a Shvua, can make the other party take a Shvua even without a Tainas Bari, even without saying in a very clear way that I know you've done anything. I don't know. I just want you to take a Shvua that you're being honest. Hashutvin, we're partners in a business, so we both have access to the account. I want you to take a Shvua that you've been honest in the way you've dealt with the account. Harisin, sharecroppers, patropin, someone who's responsible for taking care of a property that belongs to somebody else. V'isha, nosis v'nosonis p'sol chabayis, a woman who's responsible for taking care, for paying the bills and taking care of the finances of the house, but it's all the husband's money. V'chein abayis, or ben abayis rather, if there are brothers who share an estate, then one of them is the one that takes care of it. Amlo ma'ata to'aneni, ritzonisha t'shavali, Chayiv. If he says, what taina do you have against me? And the other one says, I have no taina, nothing specific. I just want you to take a shavua. So that's it. He's chayiv. He has to take a shavua. Once the partnership is dissolved, once this person is no longer the sharecropper, so then you're not able to be mashbia him anymore. But if anyway you have another chi of shvua that your former partner has to owes you, he owes you a shvua, then you can make him take a shvua about former interactions in the partnership as well, even though the partnership has since been dissolved. And then a final halacha in the Mishnah, just like Shemitah cancels a loan, Shemitah cancels a chi of Shavua that may relate to the loan as well. So that's the Mishnah, says the Gemara now. And again, the entire Gemara is all going to be about the very first example in the Mishnah, in the entire daf today at least, of a Sakhir being able to be Nishva of an hotel, and a hired employee being able to be Nishva of an hotel. How do I know that all Shavuos d'Oraisa are Shavuos to make you not have to pay? Damar Kra, because it says by Shomer Sacher that he has to take a Shavua that he didn't do anything wrong. V'lokach balav v'lo yishalem. Mi shalav l'shalem lo Shavua. We darshan that he who has the responsibility to pay, he's the one that would take a Shavua and therefore will not have to pay. Ve'elu nishpa'im v'neltan, and the following people are nishpa'im v'neltan. So ma'ishna sachir zekin le'rabanan, the mishtava v'shakil. What motivated the Rabbanan to make this shavua that an employee can take a shavua and get his wages? So I'm going to view that, meaning midar raisa, the employee does not take a shavua to get his wages. So what motivated the Rabbanan to say such a thing? So I'm going to view damar shmuel, halachos gedolos shanukan. These are major halachos. Halachos? Hani hilchasininu? So before we even get to the answer to the question of what motivated the Rabbanan, how can you call these halachos? Halachos means halachos l'moshe misinai. These are dinim d'Rabbanan. Eleima takanos gedolos shanukan. No, these are very critical takanos. Gedolos mechal dika ketanos. Whenever you call something gadol, whenever you say, oh, this is a very important point, it means that the other points are less important by definition. So if you say takanos gedolos, it means that these takanos are in some way more important than smaller takanos. Ella amar of Nachman amar Shmuel takanos kavuos shanukan. Now let's say it better. Let's say not takanos gedolos. We're not downgrading any other takanos. Takanos kavuos. These are set takanos that had a very good reason for them. So good. What is that reason? Why did the Rabbanan make this din that a sacher is nishpa v'notel? Akrua rabbanon l'shvua mi balabayis. Really, the balabayis should have been the one who's chayev to take a shvua that he has already paid the wages, but the rabbanon instead took away the chiyuv shvua from the balabayis v'shadua asachir, and instead they made the sacher take the shvua mishum kedei chayev, so that the sacher will always know he has the ability to get paid. We don't want a hired worker to think that he might not ever get paid. So you should know that it's in your hands. As long as you're willing to take a shvua, you'll be able to get paid. So what does it mean they were okay the shvua from the balabayis? There's no chiyuv shvua d'orais on the balabayis either. No, it's not a shvua d'orais on the balabayis, but meaning if called the tikkun rabbanan ken d'orais tikkunim, and every shvua d'orais is a shvua that would make you not have to pay, so it would have made sense that mid rabbanan, the balabayis, would be the one to take a shvua and not have to pay. But the rabbanan said, no, that's not the way we're going to institute it over here. We want the sacher to know that he will have the ability to get paid. Says more, mishum kedei chayv, the sacher can see the balabayis. What? So the sacher could have peace of mind that he could know that he'll always be able to get paid. Balabayis bais has to lose out. So bal bais gufa nichle de mishtav asachir v'shakli kechi de itagrun le paul. Now the bal bais is happy with this arrangement because he wants to know that he'll always be able to find workers. It will be very hard to find workers if workers aren't going to have the confidence that they'll be able to get paid. Says Gemara, adrav asachir nichle de lishtava bal bais v'nafka kechi de legre bal bais. And doesn't the sachir want that there should be a lot of balabatim who are hiring workers? And a bal bais is only going to be willing to hire a worker if he knows that he has it within his control not to pay twice. So who says that it's better for the bal bais that the sachir takes the shvua? Maybe it's better for the sachir that the bal bais takes the shvua. Says Mara, bal bais al korche agar. Now the bal bais is going to have to hire a worker. Someone's got to work the field. Says Mara, that's not a svara. Sachir nami al korche mitgar. A sachir is going to have to work. He's going to have to put food on the table. Ella, so no, we scratch that whole explanation. Why is it that the chamor misakin that the sachir takes the shvua to get paid? Bal bais tar bepalafu. We assume the bal bais isn't paying attention. That the bal bais, he's got so many employees, he's not going to remember who he paid, who he didn't pay. Look, when you work for somebody, you know if you've gotten paid because you're only one. You have only one boss, but the boss has all these different employees. So you assume that the sachir is more trustworthy on the shvua because he's more likely to have been paying attention to whether he's gotten paid or not. Says Tosos, yeah. And what about someone like me, for example? How many workers do I have? I don't know, the lady that comes cleans our house a couple of times a week. So that's it. I think that's my only employee. She shouldn't be paying more attention than I'm paying. We both have only one. So it says to us, yeah, lo pluk. But you know, most of the time, the people have employees. They have more than one. They have several employees. So it's a lo pluk. Whether you have one employee, many employees, we always assume the balabayas is torun bepaalav. So it says more v'leisav le below shvua. Why don't we make the balabayas pay it even without a shvua? K'dei lahavis daito shel balabayas. In order to make the balabayas comfortable that he's not being cheated over here. V'leisav le be'edim. So why don't we require that? Why didn't the Chum make a takana that a person should never pay his poalim unless they're edim, so that it shouldn't have to come to a shvua? Trich le milson. No one wants that. That you have to schlep edim every time you want to pay, every time you give out paychecks. V'leisav le meikara. Why doesn't he pay the wages in advance so it should never come to this? Shneim rotzim ba'kafa. Both the balabais and the worker would rather the payments not be made in advance. Balabais may not have the money at the beginning of the day, and the worker doesn't want to hold on to the money the entire day. Ihach yafilu katzatznami. So if that's the case, this idea of a sachar nishma v'notel should be even if you set the wages in advance. Meaning even if what they're arguing about is what the set wages were. So why does it say that if they both agree the balabais hasn't paid and they both agree how many hours the worker has worked, but they're arguing what the hourly wage is, so then we don't say nishma v'notel. Why not? Because the balabais remembers what the wages he agreed to pay are. So in that case, we don't assume he's too tarred. But then still, even if it's well past the time where he should have been paid, we should still say nishma v'notel. Alama tanya, why do we have a brayso that says not that way? That over zman v'lo nasanlo hareza eino nishma v'notel. That if the time is way past and he hasn't paid him yet, so nishma he cannot not be nishma v'notel. Chazaka in balabais over bebal talin, because the Gemara says there's a chazaka that the balabais is not going to violate bal talin. So since it's so past the time of payment, we assume it must have been paid already. V'amrit balabais tar b'paalavu, but didn't we say that a balabais is tar b'paalav? So it's not that he wants to violate bal talin, so he doesn't remember. He's tar b'paalav before the zman chiyuv to pay is. Kimat zman chiyuv rami anaf she'umidkar. But once the first of the month comes or whenever that payday is, so the balabais is going to pay attention. Wait, we said that the sachar can't be nishma v'notel because the balabayas would never violate bal talin. He must have paid on time, and now it's already 2 weeks later. And you think the sachar is going to violate bal tigzol and ask for money twice? Gabi balabayas ikatrei chazak. You know, the balabayas has two chazakas. Chada dein balabayas over bal talin, v'chada dein sachar masha scharo. It's a chazaka the balabayas won't violate bal talin, and an additional chazaka that the sachar wouldn't stand for this. He wouldn't wait that long to get paid. Amrav Nachman Rav Shmuel Lo Shanu El Shel Sachru Be'edim El Sachru Shelo Be'edim Mitok Shei Yachalom Lo Schatich Me'olam Yachalom Lo Schatich V'Nasati Loch Scharcha. This whole idea of Nishma V'Notel is only if we know with Edim that this guy was ever hired. But if we don't even know with Edim that this guy was ever hired, then the Balabayas has a Migo. He could have said, I never hired you, and Migo that I could have said, I never hired you. He's believed to say, I already paid you. Amrav Rav Yitzchak Yashar V'Cheinom Rav Yochanan. He says, ah, good gazot, so said Rav Yochanan. Mechal De Palagalei Rish Lakish. From the fact fact that he said so said Rabbi Yochanan, it sounds like Reish Lakish disagrees with this. Says Gemara, nah, Yigadari Mishta Vashasile Vashasikle, Yigadari Mishta Vashayile Vashasikle. It could be while this statement was made by Rabbi Yochanan, Reish Lakish was drinking, so he didn't have time to respond, or he was waiting to respond, so he didn't respond right away, and therefore Rabbi Yitzchak never got to hear whether or not Reish Lakish agreed. So he didn't know if Reish Lakish agreed to this or not. It Marnami Amram Nashi Barzvid Amrav Lo Shanuel Shasachar Beidim Al Sachar Shlo Beidim Tok Shecholom Lo Schaticha Meolim Yecholom Lo Schaticha Menasati Lach Scharcha. We have other Amoraim that also agreed to the statement of Rabbi Yochanan that if we don't know through Edim that this guy was ever hired, the Balabais has amigo, and we're not going to apply this din of a Sachir being Nishba Vin Notel. Okay, Bez Shem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Amar Rami Barchama on the first wide line.